This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.'s top military officer, Army General Mark Milley, said on Friday the Ukrainian counteroffensive against Russian forces is going slower than people had predicted, but is making steady progress.
It is advancing steadily, deliberately, working its way through very difficult minefields, etc.
Milley told an audience at the National Club, it's going to be long and it's going to be very bloody, but he said that is the nature of war. A truck has rammed into several other vehicles and market traders in western Kenya, killing at least 51 people. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Friday evening accident occurred at a location known for vehicle crashes near the Rift Valley town of Londiani, which is about 200 kilometers northwest of the capital, Nairobi. Officers at the scene counted at least 51 bodies, but more people were believed to be trapped in the wreckage. Valley Police Commander Tom Odera, the Kenya Red Cross Society, said Saturday that dozens of people were injured and hospitalized and asked Kenyans to donate blood. It also said heavy rainfall interrupted rescue efforts. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A bus crashed and burst into flames, killing at least 25 people and injuring 8 in western India in the early hours of Saturday, police and officials said. Local police said the bus crashed into a road divider at around 1:35 a.m. on an expressway, rupturing the vehicle's diesel tank and sparking a fire, adding most of the victims were unable to escape the burning vehicle. The state's chief minister and Prime Minister Narendra Modi posted separate tweets expressing sorrow and said they would pay support to each victim's family, amounting to 700,000 Indian rupees. This is VOA News. France was reeling on Saturday from a fourth night of rioting as the family of the 17-year-old whose shooting by a police officer sparked the unrest prepared for the teenager's funeral in the Paris suburb where he died. The government deployed 45,000 police and several armored vehicles overnight to tackle the worst crisis of President Emmanuel Macron's leadership since the Yellow Vest protests, which brought France to a standstill in late 2018. France's Interior Ministry said that 1,311 people had been arrested, compared with 875 the previous night, in violence which it said on Twitter was lower in intensity. The teenager of Algerian and Moroccan descent was shot during a traffic stop on Tuesday in a Parisian suburb where bus traffic was still halted and the area quiet on a damp Saturday morning after more rioting overnight. Hollywood actors have agreed to extend talks with major studios, averting a potential second labor strike in the entertainment industry this summer, on top of the ongoing walk-off by the Writers Guild of America. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The SAG-AFTRA, or Screen Actors Guild American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, represents Hollywood actors, and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers represents major studios. They said they would unanimously extend their contract past its expiry date on Friday through to July 12th. It gives both sides more time to work out a deal. A-list stars, including Jennifer Lawrence and Meryl Streep, said this week they were ready to walk off the job if negotiators failed to reach a transformative deal on higher base pay and safeguards around the use of artificial intelligence.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. The CEO of United Airlines is apologizing to customers for taking a private jet out of the New York area this week while thousands of passengers were stranded by his airline's cancellations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby says it was the wrong decision and insensitive to customers. Kirby caught a private jet from Teterboro, New Jersey to Denver Wednesday, a day United canceled 750 of its flights. United blamed weather and a shortage of FAA air traffic controllers for some 3,000 cancellations this week, but the transportation secretary shot back on Twitter that all the other airlines had mostly recovered from the storms, showing a graph of how many more flights United had canceled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.